walang nangin season.
What up, it's Waras the Shady Lurker. Welcome to a special edition of the Shady Podcast. Today, because it's a new year, it's officially 2025. Hoping everybody had a fantastic Christmas, a great New Year's. And heading into 2025, we thought we'll do a review episode of some of the shit that we've said on the show. Some of the things that were perhaps a little bit more controversial, maybe taken out of context, so that we can be more caring and understanding in 2025 to what the people are saying. There'll be opinions that have changed. There'll be takes on topics that perhaps were a bit harsh that we might apologize for. I'm not going to do that. And there'll be a nice throwback to perhaps some of the episodes you've missed, and you can go check them out. Remember the Real Network right here on YouTube. Like, subscribe, comment, do your thing. And I promise we read all the comments and we listen to everything that you say so that we can make a better product for all of you. Okay, let's go. I almost have an answer for everyone that says open up the industry. This is not radio. It's like, yeah. I'm not even on radio. Yeah, so that one, you know, a lot of the time what people do is they'll like tweet. I was talking like in terms of, people will always say the chat is like an open up the industry chat. But if you know radio and you know television, you'll know that the same faces have been on there for many, many years. So one of the things we hope to do with this platform is inspire others and also jump on the bus of, you know, the MacG's, the Penwells, the King David Studios. Who are the podcasts? What other podcasts are there in SA that are doing really well? Open Chats. Noban Foot. Josh Wide Awake, obviously, no, not Zala Ekai, obviously this Gareth Cliff show here and stuff, yes. But I mean, like, in terms of, like, a lot of the newer cats that have come up in the last, let's call it 1 to 5 years, is that we were inspired by that, and we're also joining in on that to say, if you feel like you've got talent and you feel like you can kill it, fucking start your own platform, do your podcast in your bedroom and see how it sounds. Put it on YouTube. Maybe people will see it and they'll fucking love it and you'll become a superstar. Maybe it'll be cuck and nobody will care. Doesn't matter. You'll be doing what you love and that's all that matters. As far as the radio chat goes, something I did learn in this year is, I knew it already, but like it's been solidified, is that there is a freedom that podcasts give you that there's just no space for on radio. They are like too conformed to a structure and to like towing the line and being safe, where me, certainly, I could never fucking go and do that shit again. And if I had to, it would be somebody that would have to be taking a serious risk because, hey, you know me, I'll get there. So, yeah, let's see. But in 2025, more Shady Podcast. Hopefully more podcasts. We want the industry to grow. We want it to bang and we're here. We're doing our part. Kamala Harris hosted this thing at the White House. Now, she had like hip-hop artists and sure, other artists there. And she was like having this full-on like, yes, queen type of party. And I was like, what kind of this auntie? Now, because she's pandering to that demographic of people.
So hold on. What does pandering mean?
You see, some of us don't know English properly.
Can and you, then Honorable Matisa,
can only come and say,
Honorable Matisa.
Hong, hong, hong.
That is a big word in 2024, bro. Pandering was a serious thing. PH didn't know what pandering fuck. But one of the things I've appreciated is like there's a lot of shit I said earlier in the year that I proved to be right on it later in the year. And I've noticed people don't fucking listen to me, dog. You know what I'm saying, Kesi? They don't listen to me, and then I'm right in the end. So for me, it says a lot. I'm happy. Because I told you niggas that Kamala Harris was fake. She was fake that time. I called it out already. We know we fast-forwarded the elections. Eventually happened. What happened? Donald Trump fucking took her to the cleaners. You know what I'm saying? MAGA country. Away. If Mac G had to get the call up to say, come be president, I don't think he really wants to do it.
Politics, man, that's a mafia game, man. Now we gotta walk around with guns.
Bro, we need people Mac G's age.
Young
with
voices,
Mac G's,
yeah,
type of power,
yes,
to actually represent,
yes,
us. It is the time he did his political run. I knew it was a fucking joke. Fuck Mac G. He was conning the people. My man, be real with the people. Next thing he's gonna launch a crypto and then he's gonna pump and dump and steal money. Next thing Mac G is gonna become a forex trader. Like, what next?
I'll start off by saying that I have an extremely small dating pool.
Okay.
By virtue of my values,
standards,
who I am, and the way that I carry myself.
Sure.
It already, what's A, this? You that intimidating element, it already shoots people,
sure,
away, and we,
sure,
need that because I cannot be accessible to anybody.
That intimidating thing is actually called,
It's a weird term. Nobody seems to understand it anymore. It's called morals.
No. Okay.
That is actually one of my favorite clips of the episode. Shout out to Lerai. We had amazing guests throughout this year on the Shady Podcast. Lerai is so fucking hot. My God. I really thought if she comes to the episode, after the episode, we're going to be friends. But what she said in that clip is the real story, my man. She doesn't entertain anything outside of work and fucking just conducting herself in a way that I think the industry needs. So shout out to Lerai. In that, yeah, now I bought that clip about morals. Unjalo nje ma umthola. And that was an overarching theme for me the whole year, is that like a lot of the time I would tweet shit along those lines where people would be like, I'd make a comment. In December, I made a comment about the Chris Brown thing where I was saying that like the stogo that had been organized for Chris Brown. Stogo, guys. And I said, they look like they're for... I said, I don't think these ones are for Chris Brown. I think they're the support staff allocation. Dog, yabo. Mhlawumbe umunye udliwa udrive, umunye udliwa umroad manager, umunye udliwa ibodyguard. Whatever, bro. The point I was making is, people kind of try to angle it like, I'm upset, I'm jealous. I'm like, no, I'm not jealous. I'm making a joke because we are all thinking it. Istogo, guys. Stogo is stogo. Stogo is stogo. Why are we pretending like Stogo is not Stogo? That's A. And B, who the fuck cares? Those cherries must fucking operate. Dude, what a fucking amazing opportunity you get to hang out with fucking the Chris Brown team. These people have toured all over the world. They've seen places. They've seen millions of people globally. And you get to hang out with them here at an exclusive hotel in Sandton. Look, if I was a fucking 21-year-old girl who fucking perhaps was of questionable, I'm joking. If I was a 21-year-old girl, I'm the biggest fan of Chris Brown, and you say, come through and hang out, I'm also going to go. So I wasn't judging them to say, oh, fuck them, let's cancel them. But saying Stogo is not a crime. And just charge it to the game, son. Don't get cut up about it. Don't get upset. Don't get jealous. Don't be angry. The game is the game. It's been like this for 500 years. It'll be like this for the next 500 years. Don't upset yourself about it, my son. They belong to the streets.
Especially, I think some of us, speaking about money at home is very, very taboo.
Still.
I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad in 2006. And one of the cultures I tried to change at home was to speak about money. I asked my mom for a payslip. Let's speak about... She got very funny. I'm like, can we speak about this thing?
What did you say? Can I see your payslip?
She's like, why? And I explained why. Because I just want to create this culture where we speak about money. If we all are football players and Waras is the top goal scorer and you've fucking had a dry season and I'm about to be fired or whatever the case may be, we speak about that openly. Sure. We don't mind. It's like everyone knows. Mm. But as soon as we speak about money, now it's censored.
Yeah. Look, I love Penwell. Penwell is my dude. In fact, the first podcast I ever appeared on was the Penwell podcast. And it's what opened my mind up to say, okay, cool. This podcasting thing is not a bad thing. Also, if you check out the Penwell show, he's another guy, man. Like, you know, something about our guests is they were very authentic in that Penwell is a guy. He's like that in real life. Winjayam Penwell's Pume KZN Bakulusin. So Penwell is from Matateni. I'm from Freyheit. And like that dude has always been someone who like pushes the boundaries in terms of his opinion. So it was a pleasure having him. It's one of our highest viewed episodes, actually. Go check it out. I actually did an episode with Penwell in December. When is it? Like early December. Did an episode together. We sat and we spoke for like fucking 2.5 hours. And he told me like, I've got the title for the longest Penwell episode. We did a 3.5 hour episode at some point, which is really deep. That one is for you guys with brains. You're there if you go check it out. I'm a higher grade. It's not the standard grade shit we do on the daily.
For me, I just took a decision to really protect my father. Mm. I call myself like his pit bull. You know, the things that he can't do because he must remain presidential. Like, I have no aspirations at all. So I will come for you, hey?
So that's where the fire comes
from. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have had tours with people, like, you know, undressed them in public because, like, my dad has gone through it for so many years and no one ever protecting him, you know? So I call myself, like, his last line of defense.
Like I said, the guest that we had on the show, fucking absolute pleasure. Ooh, Duduzile, actually, at that time, remember, it was ahead of our South African elections. Duduzile Zuma has never done a sit-down interview, to my knowledge. I think Gareth Cliff did one with her, actually, on Cliff Central, but like years ago. And she actually hasn't done any interviews since. And, you know, I think, like, well, that was just, like, you know, really dope that she chose to come through here. She's obviously our friend off air as well. And look what happened. She's a member of parliament now. MK Party surprised everybody in the election. So it was nice. It's nice when you have a guest or you have a discussion on the show, and then whatever it is you're discussing kind of comes to fruition, and you're able to say, fuck, we did that. You know what I'm saying? PH was trying to operate. He continued messaging her. You know that guy, top MILF hunter. Me, I was just trying to kwaza mkonto kwaza. But we're still out here. Shout out to Tutu Zile.
Let me learn, please. Let me learn. No, I'm saying, at what point did you guys decide, okay, ish, these things are working out? Was it something that happened? Or was it just like, hey, we've outgrown each other? Gishap.
I was actually the one that left the group. I was okay. The one that posted that statement that, I'm out in TC, you know. And it was really just based on personal things that were happening at that time.
Okay.
Jazzy Disciples was moving, man.
Yeah.
It was moving. And if it wasn't for these things, I think we would have still been together.
Josiah the Disciple episode, even that dude, another ungettable guest. Like that guy, he didn't want to talk about that subject publicly. So it was dope that he came through. He didn't give us the whole file. But I think if you read between the lines and you listen carefully to that interview, Jazzy Disciples was moving, but they'll never be Jazzy Disciples again. But the brute did well. But when he came here, that is when he dropped his album. So since then, velum fanu sekon, when's into yakhe.
Young people are going, well, fuck, we need to go out and vote to make this change now that it's possible. So sure. I really don't believe young people are apathetic. I just believe that, like, also our politicians aren't inspiring enough to convince them to come and vote for them. I think we have a fundamentally talentless political system.
Eish.
Like, I really think most political parties as leaders have got no charisma, no gab, no riz.
So
the ANC has given every other political party an 80-meter head start in a 100-meter race.
Sure.
They have, guys.
Sure.
How many more handicap benefits, like on a golf course, does the ANC need to give you? It's such an easy sell. The ANC's cuck, vote for somebody else.
Sure.
And yet they're still struggling.
Dan Korda was right. We were honored to have him as a guest. That Bri as well, he's been very consistent. Like, if you follow him on social media or you check out his show on ENCA, the Bruder knows what he's talking about. And look what happened in the elections. Like, he literally called the numbers that he called. And I remember that time when the episode dropped, people were like, nah, never gonna happen, etc. And well, shout out to Dan Korda. He was right about that. His show is also dope. I check it out from time to time. What I will say to Dan Korda is, my bra, I read your tweets and I check your TikToks. I agree less and less with the shit that you say, but I respect your right to say it because, hey, sometimes Kulmama sing, but Dan Korda, man. Sometimes you talk cock, my bra.
The nice oak. You know, I can't say that, Cyril's a cuck. Oh, I walk past him and his bodyguards push me out the way. No ways. He makes time for everyone.
Yeah, even Zuma is a nice oak.
He's a lovely oak.
And he's swimming in his fire pool and he wears a speedo and, like, he's friendly.
How do you know
and,
he wears a speedo?
And he's a nice oak. And then he gives more nice coal to the Guptas and they run away. Like,
no, but he gave the coal. At least when they were burning the coal, it was cheaper so and the lights were on.
So your point is that if you do corruption, just be a nice guy.
No.
Papas was trying to trap me there. But Chris Papas, he is a nice oak, my man. Like, he's still a nice oak. Now, obviously, under MK Party, he's a different oak. Let me change that. But he's still a nice oak, okay? He's also a very different oak. It was dope having Chris Papas. If you don't know who he is, go check out the episode. He is the mayor of Umgeni Municipality. In KZN, one of the best performing municipalities. He's done on a micro scale what I still believe we need on a macro scale across the country. That dude, principled individual, fucking amazing guy, extremely smart. And a lot of the stuff that he's implemented in his municipality, the proof is there. I know he ran for premier of KZN during the elections. He didn't get it. But, you know, I think as long as his municipality keeps performing, he'll change the minds of the voters. But actually, there's a few people I'm actually seeing here that we need to have back in this year. One of them is definitely Dan Korda. And I think Chris Papas is another one. But yeah, go check out his book. He's got a book that he wrote. You can go buy it and go watch the episode, get an insight into who Chris Papas is. I saw his recent Instagram post. He's now on holiday posing with his feet up there, drinking brutal fruit. Ah.
lost 1.5 kgs that day in the suit, like, dog.
Can you imagine?
I was dancing. Debbie Kwasi, piano was not a thing back then. So,
and yeah, your girlfriend knew you did that job.
I don't remember. I don't know if I've told her, actually.
Yeah, was, well, don't wait. You cut that out.
It's so awesome. Them bees are going out. Them frogs. Have you lost your card? Reported to OA.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, literally. Those are the things I used to do. And I remember... Okay, that's if that's a spectrum, right?
Sure.
That's the lowest end.
Well, your girl knows now.
No.
10 years deep, you're a real one.
Sure. Mm. Shout out. And
George, okay, wasabi mgomezulu. Dope having him on. You know, I think something we're also able to do is give a platform to a lot of creators that are doing amazing things. I watch a lot of his content. We've also learned a lot. And I think a lot of creators can attest. Uguti and he was one of the trailblazers of this game. So it's amazing to see him doing so well. He's still on Y. And that's a fucking funny episode. Go check it out.
You don't need to go to Jemeli at the top. Walk underground.
Hey,
park underground.
Alex.
No, Alessandro, no, it's my dog.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Park underground, bro. And also there, they stop you at the thing.
I don't know.
There's that guy. There's that guy in the vest.
My brother.
And he's a bouncer. He's not a car guy.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No,
and he's the only one who drives them up there. Because there's some guys that don't want to be seen with their cars.
Sure.
So they go in under the thing and then the guys drive up. So don't be that guy.
Zimasa. If you didn't know, that guy, like what I'm saying there about him being the paper of Chappies, that guy's one of the most informative creators I think we have in the country. The way that he articulates himself and the way that he dissects issues and he breaks it down, if there's something that you don't understand, for me, the most enlightening moment of that show was when he explained two things. It was the land question and why it's a fuck up. Well, not a fuck up, but a fuck up. And the Uber bikes thing. I think the way that he framed the explanation of why, I'm sure you've noticed, Mautoli Uber Eats or your delivery bike e-hailing service. What are they called? E-hailing service for bikes. Why a lot of them are Malawian, Ghanaian, fucking Zimbabwean, and not South African. He goes into like a deep explanation of why that's the case. 2 or 3 months ago, I saw a tweet by News24 or Business Insider or one of these blogs or pages that was like 84% of, I don't know if it was Checker 6060 or one of the e-hailing bike services, 84% of their employees are non-South African. And then it also gave a statistic of how the staff turnaround of locals. They don't want to work there. So when people talk about, like, you know, we want jobs, those don't seem to be the jobs that South Africans want. And it was nice that Uzimasa had been on the show and explained that. So when I read that article, I had a lot of context because I'd obviously spoken to Zim right here on the Shady Podcast.
Women's orgasms primarily are not from intercourse.
Yes.
90% is not from intercourse. Not actual vaginal intercourse does not cause a woman to climax. It's everything else before that.
Mm.
It's the mood. It's the setting. It's how you touch her. It's where she likes it. It's all of that.
Mm.
It's how you DJ. You know what I mean?
If you haven't checked out Let's Talk, man, go check it out. It's another show right here on The Real Network. Dr. Sohail explaining how the DJs do it. I don't know how comedians do it, but that episode actually launched Let's Talk Man, because we had the doctors in here. They're fucking cool, the gents from the Gents Clinic. We had them as guests, and then obviously it ended up in them having their own show, and their show is fucking fire. It's such a different take on like medical explanations and a medical perspective on a lot of topics that people are talking about. Plus, I mean, off air, we braz with those Owens. I went to Saint to that guy. We left with 4 bitches. It was great. Thank you. Shout out, Dr. Zuhail. Hey, and those fucking Owens, we're supposed to give away a BBL, dog. They're holding up the process. Let's Talk Man is holding up the procedure of giving away the BBL. We could have made a cult's dreams come true, but yeah, we'll see in 2025.
Trans is just a word that says biology did me dirty.
Okay. So,
you hanging? Or you?
I have a
or
dick.
You chilling?
I have a dick.
Okay.
But then, Zolani.
And a pair of boobs.
Okay.
The beauty of it all.
Okay, your boobs are real.
Hey,
your boobs are real.
Ishman, your boobs are. So you've been for the surgery for top surgery. Is that how you got boobs?
No, my body has never been anywhere under a knife, near
really?
Near a scalpel. Never.
So you got moobs, like man boobs?
No, female boobs.
No, as in like
too long.
No, I've been on hormones, you guys. There are hormones that test. Remember?
Oh shit! Okay. I'm thinking like she's got moves. Like
no, I just thought you.
Bro, that was actually one of the most controversial episodes that we had. In that we spoke to two transgender women. The other one, Dusolang and Dominique. Huge on TikTok, massive, like million followers type vibe. And I think it was nice for viewers to get insights into, because, you know, if you look at the chat online, especially in our conservative South Africa, as it were, people are very judgmental and a lot of the time they're very nasty about some of the struggles that these people deal with or people in Njengabo deal with. And for me, I also like, you know, I talk shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? I do have my own personal opinions of it, but I also understand a lot better having sat down with the two of them and kind of understanding ukuthi lento le yenzakala kanjani. Like from your perspective as somebody who lives it, your lived experience, as they say, how does it affect you? How did you get to this point? Because I can promise you guys, I don't think that somebody just wakes up one day and says, you know what? A man wakes up one day and says, I want to be a woman. I don't think that that's what happens. But at the same time, it's like me as Waras, I can't possibly understand how it feels to be like Udom and to be like Tolang. And like, shout out to them. Both of them are extremely brave. And they were brave enough to come on here and talk to two fucking misogynists and really like share their story. So go check those episodes out. This time I was like, but guys, what is the issue? Chichi was born in South Africa. Mm. She's a South African citizen.
Sure. ID number.
She's schooled here.
Sure.
She even, dare I say, has a colored accent.
Oh, yeah. Seen a pretty girl from
Joburg. What? Where do we draw the line of inclusion? Because have you
I'm just saying,
have
be you aware seen, when moving the goalposts, what's going to happen?
Okay. Have you seen Miss Alabama?
Tick. Tick. We try to stay away from certain conversations. The ad nigga on Sunday was like, hey, I'm a
well done, pastor.
Ad pastor was like, I'm a
like, yo, fine.
Call a spade a spade.
A mockery of
where was this question?
You're getting attention before and after, Jim. What the? Get out of here.
Have you seen what car he drives? I think it doesn't need Jim.
Hey. And all the best to...
all the best to Liz, yes.
Yeah, man, all the best. Speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. We're hoping the best for him and his family. Strength to him and his family. Close love. Loved ones, his friends, his fans, everyone.
Mm. Yo, that's a lot. Olympics was a fuck up. I don't know if you remember the Olympics time, but yo, that Olympics performance, we still stick to our guns. That shit was fucking straight evil bullshit. Dalez, we spoke about Dalez on that episode. It was just after he had his stroke, man. And, you know, the whole game was worried about that guy. You know, with Dalez, obviously a brave, we're very concerned. At the time, because this bad day, I actually bumped into, I had a family member who was also in hospital at that time. And I bumped into someone that was going to go and visit him, family of his. And I was happy to hear Uguti, all right, you know. Also, since then, like, he's made a lot of progress, which is also dope. You know, we're hoping he makes a full recovery 100% and we see Dalez back. We also spoke, what was in the beginning there? Chichi. Yes. The Chichi matter. So many people had to fucking eat their words because look now, it's 2025. And look how the rest of Chichi's 2024 went. Say what you want, but Chichi fucking killed the game. I was one of the voices, right? When we spoke about it on the show, it's because I had tweeted and I defended Chichi. I was like, yo, you guys need to fucking stand by. Because if Chichi has an ID book and is a legal citizen, she's fully entitled to take part in Miss South Africa. The way they came for me and told me I'm a Nigerian apologist and I'm a xenophobia analyst hoarder and I'm fucking Kamala Harris, Joe Biden administration. Like, people were just angry because they were conflating whatever issue you see us having with Nigerians, which if you look at the rest of 2024, there were plenty, with a girl who just wanted to be a beauty queen and was taking part in a beauty pageant. And that shit, obviously, you know, in the end, the proof comes through. Chichi went on to take part in Miss World or whatever it was. She did fucking well. And she did it under the banner of Nigeria. So, hamba Chichi.
All that toxic Twitter accounts on Twitter. That's toxic.
Well then.
They say this thing is called Amachicha Wakodole, and I'm sure you know this.
Yes, I do.
Let's talk about artists now who are having such a tough time becoming artists of value, because if they don't have one hit song,
like a hit,
or like yes, everyone's producing hits, no one's producing a fully fledged album except Gabza the Small and Calvin Momo, and thank you for keeping us in check.
The statement that he made is why I think this riff started between Julius and Floyd, and that is you would be surprised how defensive niggas are of their side chicks.
Huh? Excuse me? We just moved from politics to side chicks. I retired my boxing class.
Okay.
No, I can't be twerking at 30 plus. Now I need to focus on being a woman of virtue.
Not you.
When you're about to say, and I personally feel
I win.
Anybody but you.
You know, I've watched so many podcasts and like clips and shit, like, you know, in the misogynist universe, because that's like been a big thing internationally. And where Hans, not her, but they say, yeah, no, I'm 30 plus now. I need to focus. How? Focus how much? What have you been doing all these years? It's like, yo, I'm 30 now. I'm ran through. I need to fucking fix my life. It's too late. I'm joking. But my lady was amazing. We actually partied with her at the Paula after we recorded that episode. She was at Paula, the one at the station in Newtown. Again, another creator that's doing amazing things in the space. And Gutlenje, which she came, she visited, and we spoke about a vast array of topics. She also did say that she knew who I was, but she didn't know that me and Shady Lurker, Shady underscore Lurker on Twitter, are the same person. Auntie, no, you're the guy behind that toxic Twitter handle. That's right. I am that guy. If you followed my tweets throughout the year, yes, sis, I didn't hold back, boss. If ever I was going to get a radio or TV job, if they went down my Twitter timeline, them niggas is not fucking with me. Stay toxic, kings.
Back on.
Is it on?
Are we live? Oh my God, are we live? The usual voice behind the scenes, otherwise known as Woman in Tech, Baba.
Hello, everybody.
You don't know where you can turn, and a lot of these rackets that collect these mafia fees, biggest mafia in the country is the police.
Police. There's challenges in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's easy to look at the door and leave that front door when times are tough. She has more friend zone bodies than a cemetery in Joburg.
Don't judge yourself by how many you've let eat. Judge by how many you say
no to. You said no to, yes. This is 30 seconds.
Movie. Vagina of death. You chow her, you die.
Vagina of death.
Vagina of death.
Of death?
Monkeypox.
Okay. Fuck. Vagina of death. VOD, Baba. PH. That is when PH was in a phase where he was growing his hair. Lucky he left that phase behind. He came through with the two-room and garage. Shout out to Woman in Tech. That is when we had Woman in Tech on the episode. She was our voice behind the scenes. You remember from the beginning of Shady Podcast? You never met Woman in Tech, eh, Ketty? Well, that's Woman in Tech, my son. On that episode, actually, I'm fucking wise, eh? Uzwileng ten lapan about body count versus, what do you call it? Like how many you've slept with versus how many you've said no to. Yeah, don't. You must try and conduct yourself in a way, is what I was trying to say, where you should want people to judge you on how many you've turned down. So turn down more than you fucking sleep with and you'll always be good. That's just like a lesson. Because when I'm being toxic on Twitter, I notice a lot of people come out and they attack me. Ngati Mina, I'm policing women's bodies. I'm not at all. And I'm not a misogynist and all that shit you people accuse me of. But what we were talking about in the context of that discussion is we were saying, like, we can't just normalize this shit, dog. We have a GBV epidemic in South Africa. So, you know, we all need to be more responsible. And I think men are taking liberties a lot of the time, especially in this GBV chat, because they have a certain opinion of women. Not because of that individual woman who might become a victim, but because of an overarching normalization of a culture that might not be you, but because they assume that nonke ninje, it becomes a problem. And vice versa. It's not to say the women are wrong in the situation only. The men are obviously also wrong in the situation. But we all need to start taking accountability, guys. Otherwise, we will be doomed.
My stocks are up, boss.
Mm. With this hair?
Yeah.
Ah, Samson. Eh? Ushi, Lomos, you said it's a Samson thing.
My power, my money.
Maybe keep it, my nigga, and then try and see what extravagante stunts you can do with it.
We'll see. Yeah, the worst thing I can do is cornrows. I think that'll be the
worst. Don't do cornrows, please.
Or dreads.
Nah, I'm not going to do it. Dreads. I'm not going through a midlife crisis.
You used to have dreads, eh?
No.
Stop the cap. PH lying about his other life where he used to have dreads. Hey, yo, I thought he was going the whole way with that one. You know, like, I remember when I was in school, we had this thing, like, in matric where everybody tried to grow their hair for the matric dance at the end of the year. I thought PH was going for that one. Like, New Year's Eve, he was just going to pull out with the Drake cornrow style. But, yeah, he cut his hair in the end. Believe it or not, the man went all around the world with that hairstyle. Wati Monaco, wati Ibiza, wati America, wati Botswana. He was everywhere with that hairstyle in 2024. That's our recap episode. It's one of two because we are still all on holiday here at The Real Network. But if you liked it, go and check out the full episodes. They're on our channel. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment on our Real Network page. And make sure you're back next week. We'll be delving into the second half of the year's episodes and a little bit of a recap. And yeah, man, you know the story. Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it home.
Well, I'm not easy.